What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 91 of the Sports Card Second Podcast. Today, we've got to talk about what has been on everyone's minds, and that is this week with Panini and the NFLPA. I personally think Panini really sold the bag right here with, you know, filing a lawsuit against Fanatics. Then the countersuit came, they dug their heels in, and they really just messed up. Fanatics completely just took candy from a baby in this situation. So we're going to get into that and more right after this quick break. Let's get it. If y'all want to support this show, you can find my cards on ComC at the username RedsFan324. I have some pretty cool stuff on there. My inventory is always changing, so make sure y'all go check out my ComC, RedsFan324. Okay, so we're going to start off this episode with my pickup that I got. So I actually had a kind of mini trade night at my house with a lot of my friends, and we were wheeling and dealing. I ended up with a Terry Bradshaw rookie card, 1971 Tops. I did give up, you know, a lot of cards. I was glad because I was able to get rid of a lot of, you know, $20 to $40 range cards for this. And I'm really happy with what I ended up with. It is off-centered, but I did like the corners and edges. They look great. There's no major damage to the surface either. So I may submit this for grading to PSA or SGC, likely PSA, it being a vintage card. But SGC does have the turnaround time and the price on it, PSA. So if I don't want to wait, if I have a buyer for it, then I may go the SGC route. Still deciding on that. But really like this card. Hall of Fame rookie card of a great player. You know, the player of the 70s, really. I feel like we underrate Terry Bradshaw in quarterback rankings. I feel like he gets buried behind Joe Montana. And I'm not saying that he's necessarily better than Joe Montana in any sense, but he was the player of the 70s. So we do need to think about him in that sense. And he really started the Steelers dynasty. Of course, the defense did help, but, you know, he led those Super Bowl teams for sure. So I feel like he's a guy that we need to think about in our quarterback conversation more. He's not just a random old guy on TV. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So I really like Terry Bradshaw, and I feel like I definitely could sell that for a nice profit, especially if I go the grading route on this one. But next, we're going to get into, you know, the kind of crazy thing that happened this Monday. It's really just, it's insane. I don't even know what to think, honestly. I really just have no idea what to think. I'm kind of at a loss for words. But Panini is lost the NFL Players Association deal, and that is going to be 3 years early. So what this means is Panini cannot mass produce cards with NFL players on them. So the way this works is without the NFLPA deal, they can only put five players in from the NFL in a card set. They do have 350 exclusive contracts, but they cannot use them due to the rules the NFLPA has. So they can only use five players in a card set now, which is insane. They still have the NFL license, which means they can use logos, mascots, pictures of stadiums, team names, and stuff like that. But without the NFLPA license, they cannot use players' names or likenesses, unless they have an exclusive contract and the set has to stay below five cards, even though they have 350 exclusive contracts. So what does this mean for cards? Like, really, I just got into football, and guess what? NFLPA is completely just, boom, just immediately smokes Panini. But Man, it's just Fanatics is really taking over, guys. Like, it's actually insane. So this means for football that really in 2023 we may not have any football products from this year at all, which really is insane. You know, we may see airbrush stuff from Fanatics since they don't have the NFL license. But, you know, I'm speculating right here, but I personally think NFL is going to come out with something before the season. And who knows, Fanatics may already have stuff ready. You know, I don't think this is a fly-by-night Fanatics snuck in type of thing like with Tops and the MLB thing. I think this has been planned for quite some months, and they're really just putting it out there right before the football season. Back in the industry summit a few months ago, Tops had announced that they had some big news, and they ended up sort of changing that news. So, you know, I think they must have thought that they would have something finalized by then or whatever. And I really just think this has been, you know, going on for probably 6 months or more, these dealings with the NFLP and Fanatics. And I'm sure NFL and Fanatics have gotten involved in talks as well. I really do think that the, you know, Fanatics is not just trying to sneak in here. I really think they've planned this one out, and they're really trying to get this license before football season. And who knows, they might already have 2023 products printed. I would not put it past them. I mean, Fanatics has been really smart in this whole, you know, thing with acquiring the licenses, and they've made some changes right away. You know, not all those changes have been good, and a lot of them have been great. So I'm not going to get into that, but, you know, that's a story for a different episode. But I just think that Fanatics really was smart with this. I think they have 2023 product ready for this football season. You know, Panini is a year behind. You know, National Treasures just dropped. Optic is still a hot release, like kind of new, 2022 Optic. And they're not even thinking about the 2023 class right now. Obviously, they do not have contracts for autographs with Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, or Will Levis. And that's your top three quarterbacks besides Anthony Richardson. So you're just like, okay, we do not have, you know, licenses for autographs. So it's not really incentivizing, you know, their printing of these new products. Like, obviously people are going to go after the hot rookie quarterback auto, you know, in any of the products. You can't put an RPA in Flawless or an RPA in NT now without those, you know, contracts. So it's just like, you know, Panini is not incentivized. They're not very happy about this. And, you know, they're just like, you know what, we might as well ruin it for Fanatics. You know, they've got to catch up 2 or 3 years. You know, I just really do not think they're happy about this at all. You know, I don't know, is Panini playing nice in this at all toward collectors? I think they're being kind of selfish, honestly. You know, there are some things where I've just seen Panini do recently, you know, I'm just like, man, that's just not, like, they're not caring about the collectors. They're just kind of caring about themselves and, you know, what the outlook's going to be in the next few years. Also, another thing, does this mean we have lost all our redemptions at the place, at Panini's warehouse? You know, it's not going to incentivize Panini. You know, they did say they're going to fulfill all autograph contracts. But, dude, Panini does not care about your redemptions now. They just got the license stolen from them. Honestly, if I'm Panini, I'm just like, dude, no, screw that. Like, I don't want to finish these contracts out when we don't even have a license with NFLPA anymore. We don't have an agreement. So it doesn't even make sense for them to do that, honestly. So I feel like redemptions, a lot of them are going to get smoked by this, the football ones especially. A lot of your Burrows, like, if you haven't gotten them back yet, is not looking good. You know, let's hope Dak Prescott can, you know, fire up the auto pen machine because, you know, a lot of these guys that don't sign, you know, I really just think they're going to just get lost, you know. And a lot of these products with redemptions now of top players, you know, like the Joe Burrows of the world, you know, I think is Trevor. I don't think Trevor Lawrence was a redemption, but a few of those guys from 2021 as well, You know, I just don't know what we're going to see from the redemption standpoint of this. I'm really hoping something changes here in the next few weeks. But right now, Panini is not looking like they're going to be helping collectors out a lot here. And, you know, it sucks for football collectors because we're just in kind of a limbo spot here because the NFL hasn't confirmed anything. So we may be ending up with all unlicensed football this year for 2023 rookies. Imagine that. Like, you know, I was, you know, looking forward to collecting some Will Levis stuff. I mean, he's my Kentucky guy. So it's just like, wow. Big changes, you know. It's just a lot of changes in the last couple of years in the card market. And, you know, I just don't know what we're going to see this year. I think we need more information to come out from Fanatics, from the NFL. And I'm hoping the NFL can figure something out within the next few weeks, even the next month, really, because I do not want to see football cards go into a limbo right here. Because the NFLPA said they are effective immediately untying their agreement, cutting their agreement with Panini. So they're basically saying you cannot put out any more cards of NFLPA from what I've heard so far. So it's just like, you know, wow. Like, they got to have one product come out, which was Lumen. It's because they probably already shipped it out this week. But I don't think we're going to see any other 2022 football products come out unless we get more information from the NFLPA that Panini's allowed to release these 2022 products. I don't know. But it's very obvious that the 2023 rookie class and those products are going to be, it's going to be interesting. And I'm going to keep y'all posted, you know, in the upcoming weeks of if we get any more information, because this is a big change to the hobby. You know, it's just really, I don't know, it's kind of sad to see this kind of limbo phase happen. Like, I would prefer that, you know, the 2025, 2026 range where everything is going to happen with Fanatics. I would rather, you know, the NFLPA be like, you know, let's wait till 2026 and, you know, we'll figure this out. But, you know, now we're going to have this weird limbo space unless the NFLPA only agreed because Fanatics has 2023 product. And I'm really hoping they do because I do not want to see limbo and unlicensed products or football because we have not had unlicensed football in a while. You know, we've had unlicensed baseball a lot, but I don't know. I'm kind of sad to see it go into this limbo spot. But yeah, I will keep y'all updated on this topic for sure. But before we wrap up, make sure you guys leave me a 5-star rating and review. It helps the algorithm get me out there more if you like the show. And I really appreciate it. I definitely read them and I'll probably read it on the air as well. If you listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, drop me a 5-star rating and review there. If you guys want to buy a card from me and support the show, like I said in the ad earlier, my comc.com account is redsfan324. And email the show with any of your questions, comments, or concerns at sportscardsecond@gmail.com. I love reading fan feedback, and it's always an encouragement to me for sure. And I've got some good interviews coming up for you guys. I know we've had a lot of solo shows the last few weeks, but I think there could be some changes to this show. I'm going to give you some foreshadowing. Nothing, we're not going to, you know, change the topic, but we may be inviting on a co-host of some sorts, which could make it more entertaining for sure. You know, maybe we'll go for some more laughs and, you know, a lot more entertainment type stuff. So we'll see what happens with that. It's not confirmed yet, but I'm thinking that will probably happen. And I've got some great interviews lined up for us, so I'm pretty excited for that. And yeah, that's going to wrap up episode 91 of the Sports Card Second Podcast. I'm your host, Jacob Burris, signing off. Keep collecting. Peace.